Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Advice just pouring in all over the place, all over the country, from Alaska to Florida. Quite literally, they are all wanting to chime in to make things right for Chris Canty as his wedding approaches this coming Friday. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. We are going to get to your advice for Chris Canty here in short order. Also, the fact that he has already put his caterer on blast this morning as they try to squeeze him last minute in the old screw job before the wedding day. All of that is on the way. But we must spend some time here on the Yankees game last night, the Yankees and the Mets in New York. Now, the Mets, the last time, took care of the Yankees in pretty short order, but in the two games at Citi Field. But last night, the Yankees able to answer back. They didn't beat up on, but they certainly got enough done off of Max Scherzer. And Domingo Germán was very, very good. And even their bullpen was okay last night, except for the two-run bomb to Vogelbach. The point is simply this. The Yankees, they're feeling like they may be snapping out of this month-long disaster that they have been in. They are feeling like it at the moment. So are you any more confident in what's going on right now as the resident show Yankee fan?
No, I'm not more confident. I'm not going to overreact from one game because going into last night, the Yankees had lost 14 of their last 18. So I don't want to have this knee-jerk response to what I saw, although what we saw last night was more of what we saw from the Yankees before the All-Star break, right? Really good starting pitching. Domingo Germán gives you a quality start. Then your bullpen closing the door, especially the high-leverage guys at the end. Jonathan Loaisiga came in and gave you 4-out save. Like, that's exactly what you're looking for. And he hadn't necessarily had a – he's had a terrible year. So the fact that you started to see him give you some flashes of what you saw from him last year, Aroldis Chapman we saw a couple of games ago was able to close out a game against the Red Sox, and you felt good about that. Like, those are the things that you want to see from the New York Yankees bullpen. But Carlin, I don't have a lot of faith in this bullpen, and I don't have a lot of faith in what you're going to get from the starting pitching, and I don't have a lot of faith that you're going to see – from the offense, what you saw last night. Like, last night, Aaron Judge, yeah, he hit his 47th home run, but to me, the key was what happened in the bottom of the seventh when you talk about the Yankees being able to string together three hits and knock Max Scherzer out of the game in the process or on the way to tacking on another run. Like, that's what you're looking for. I mean, at that point, it was a one-run game, and they tacked on an insurance run because you had an IKF base hit, and he ends up getting a second on a throwing error. Then you had a base hit by Benintendi, and then Aaron Judge drives it in with another base hit. So your offense being able to string together quality at-bats and base hits, move runners over, like, to me, that's a sign of an offense that's ready to play postseason baseball. You're going to need to be able to manufacture offense that way along with hitting home runs against good pitching. And too often, the Yankees, once they get to October, their offense gets shut down. Their lineup gets shut down. And so that was a welcome sign, but I don't know that that's going to be sustainable. So that's the thing that we have to see. That's the thing that remains to be seen. Now, we do have enough runway left with the regular season where they can prove it to me and make me feel more confident about this group going into the playoffs. But right now, I can't say based on that performance that this Yankees team is going to be a team that's a championship contender. I can't say that.
Meanwhile, we'll get back to this in just a moment, but we do have some breaking news that has just come over. Tweeted by the Brooklyn Nets, the following statement has been released by general manager Sean Marks. Steve Nash and I, together with Joe Tsai and Clara Wu Tsai, met with Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman in Los Angeles yesterday. We have agreed to move forward with our partnership. We are focusing on basketball with one collective goal in mind, build a lasting franchise to bring a championship to Brooklyn. So what that means is the Nets are not trading Kevin Durant. He will be in Brooklyn this upcoming season. And now, what follows with that? Chris, it would make me believe immediately that Kyrie Irving is going to be back with the Nets for the coming year, and maybe even for the longer term at that point after this season, depending on how it plays out. And so the Nets win this, frankly. I don't think there's any other way to look at it right now. You didn't want to trade him away. You certainly weren't going to give him away. And now Kevin Durant really takes the loss on this situation.
Is it a loss, though? I mean, if you're talking about Kyrie Irving, KD, and Ben Simmons coming back and all being healthy and in the right mind frame, this is a team that's a championship contender. I would put them on the short list of teams out of the Eastern Conference that I think can get to an NBA Finals. So I don't know if it's a loss.
Well, it's a loss in what he wants.
Everything that he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you got to save the player from himself. And in this instance, the Brooklyn Nets could be saving Kevin Durant from himself, because he's the guy that we're looking at and saying his legacy is tarnished based on what we've seen from Brooklyn over the last 3 years. This is a situation that he handmade. Like, this was built by him and Kyrie Irving, and it's turned into an absolute debacle. So he has an opportunity to change the narrative around his career by putting together one really good season that allows the Brooklyn Nets to do high-level winning. So, yeah, to me, the statement is a sign of solidarity with the Brooklyn Nets brass. That means owner, general manager, and head coach are all in lockstep, which is what we felt like when Josiah made his statement about what's going to happen after Durant issued the ultimatum warning Sean Marks and Steve Nash out. But, Carlin, nowhere in that statement did I get the sense that they're committed to KD and Kyrie long term. I think this is the Brooklyn Nets saying, we'll roll with these guys going into the season until or if another team comes along and gives us an offer that blows us away that allows us to build for the long term. That's what I got from that statement.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warriors Games. With Boost Mobile, feel the power of more money in your pocket on one of America's largest 5G networks. If you're just joining us, Kevin Durant and the Nets just put out a joint statement agreeing that they would move together forward with their partnership, as they're putting it, into next season, and focusing on basketball with one collective goal: to build a lasting franchise to bring a championship to Brooklyn. Here's how it's a loss for me for Durant. It was, I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'm going to get whatever I want. And I didn't like the way things went this offseason with what happened with Kyrie Irving. And so I want to get out, and I want to force your hand to get out. And the Nets stood their ground and said, well, we'll listen to some offers, but we're not going to give you away for nothing. And this is why Durant a couple of weeks ago, this is absolutely a loss, because Durant a couple of weeks ago issued the ultimatum, it's Sean Marks, Steve Nash, or me. And so now Josiah backed up his management team, and all of a sudden Durant realizes they're really not going to trade me. And we have all suspected.
No.
What? You don't think that's what happened?
No. I'm with you. Like, they're not going to trade him.
They're not going
to
trade him.
I'm agreeing with you that they're not going to acquiesce to whatever KD wants.
Yeah, and I think that is a win for the Nets. And now it really becomes more about Kyrie to me this season. Okay, nobody is ever going to deny the competitor that Durant is. No, I don't think any of us thought he was really going to sit out this season, did we?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so. So with that in mind, it becomes, what is Kyrie about this coming year? He opted into the contract. The Nets did not want to give him a max deal without some sort of guarantees on games, which I think is completely fair. When it comes to just stepping away, not related to injury, just not wanting to play. So now it's how committed is Kyrie to winning? That's what this is to me.
Yeah, and I think we're going to find out early on, but I will say this. Kyrie should be motivated, because the value around the NBA for his services is not what he expected it would be. Remember, Kyrie had the opportunity to opt out if he wanted to. He didn't have to take the player option, but he decided he was going to take the $36 million that the Brooklyn Nets had on the table. You know why, Carlin? Because nobody was going to give him the max contract on the open market that he was looking for. Mm-hmm. So there's a little dose of reality for Kyrie Irving and the antics that he's pulled over the last couple of years affecting his value. Now, listen, when he's on the court, Kyrie is special. He is one of the 12 best players in the NBA. There's no question about it in my mind. But it's a matter of him being motivated and buying into a team-first agenda, all things that Sean Marks, their general manager, pointed out earlier this offseason when he issued him an ultimatum. So I think it sets up to see the very best of Kyrie Irving. And if you see a motivated Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant with a chip on his shoulder because Brooklyn didn't do what he wanted them to do this offseason, that makes the Brooklyn Nets a very dangerous team coming into 2022.
Yeah, I think this is a win for the Nets in virtually every way. And maybe long-term, I think you make a very interesting point. The Nets saved Durant from himself. I think you absolutely can make that point. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. See why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. Right now, NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind flexible financing programs. Head to NetSuite.com/Greeny. NetSuite.com/Greeny. But the bigger question is now, moving forward, what does this actually mean for Steve Nash and for Sean Marks, for this team for the long term? Does this now mean that maybe their leash gets a little bit shorter? And how does the East look all of a sudden? Fascinating developments in Brooklyn. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, all over it on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Durant's going nowhere. The Nets told him that, and that's what's happening. Just moments ago, if you're just joining us, Durant, Rich Kleiman, along with Steve Nash, Sean Marks, Joe Tsai put out a statement, said that they are all moving together forward to work toward winning a championship and sustaining a long-term solution in Brooklyn. Lasting franchise, he's saying, Canty. So it's maybe not just about this year, a lasting franchise in Brooklyn.
Carlin, I love this part of the statement. Kevin Durant has reached an agreement with the Nets to stay in Brooklyn, the team announced. You're damn right he reached an agreement to stay in Brooklyn. He had no choice.
He reached an agreement to,
for the next 4 years.
Honor his contract.
What the hell is he going to do? Right? We reached an agreement. He's going to do what his contract says he has to do, which is stay here for the next 4 years.
Yeah, Kevin Durant agreed. They're not trading me.
Kevin Durant finally came to the realization of what we already knew, that he has to stay in Brooklyn.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN.
It's hilarious to me. It's hilarious.
It is, because it is hilarious. It's not just hilarious to you. It's hilarious, period, Free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny. And the news coming just a few minutes ago that Kevin Durant is not getting traded. But Canty, here's what's interesting. When you have these kinds of discussions, after he met with them yesterday in Los Angeles, what does this now mean in the early to middle part of this season? Let's just paint a picture for a second, okay? We have discussed the part that Kyrie Irving is now the most fascinating aspect of this story, because what will he do this coming year? Will he be back to being a guy that's, you know, interested in playing basketball? But there's also the Steve Nash part of this. Clearly, Kyrie Irving didn't want to play anymore for Steve Nash. Same thing for Kevin Durant.
I told you that. The fact that he was holding practices after Steve Nash ended his practices.
And he said, we don't really have to have a head coach.
Gave it away?
That might have tipped me off. But
I mean, seriously, how can you have a star player undermine your head coach in that way and expect that your team is going to win when it matters?
You can't.
That is bizarre to me to come out and say, well, yeah, you know, I'll be the coach sometimes. This is Kyrie speaking. KD will be the coach sometimes. Steve will be the coach sometimes. What are we doing?
It's ridiculous.
Like, there has to be a hierarchy within the organization, and there has to be delegated responsibilities. Yes, you're the star player, but you have to allow the head coach to do his job.
But does
you
this
don't
now,
know everything as the player.
Because Durant was making it about him versus Nash and Sean Marks, does this now mean that Steve Nash's leash, maybe even Sean Marks, is a little bit shorter? If they get into this season and they are not dominating and playing great, and somehow in the middle of the year, they're, you know, upper half of the Eastern Conference, but not where we feel like they should be, does that mean he will be out, that Steve Nash will get cut loose? I think there is a stronger possibility of that in Durant getting a little something that he wanted in all of this. Like, hey, if this is not going right, this is the first move we're going to make.
I don't know about that, Carlin. I don't see it the same way, because if you're owner Joe Tsai, think about it. You're going to commit to doing something that Kevin Durant wants when it was clear that he wanted out this summer. Like, I have a guy that I'm not sure is 100% all in with my franchise. Why would I then cut bait with a coach that has my team on the upper echelon of the tougher conference in the NBA? I don't know that I would make that choice. So even if I don't do the high-level winning that my talent level would suggest that we should, I'm not going to give Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving what they want by clipping Steve Nash. I think it's more likely that if things aren't going well, or if things aren't going the way that they envision, that the Brooklyn Nets look to move either Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant rather than firing Steve Nash. I think the former is more likely than the latter.
Okay, so let's talk about this meeting yesterday then for a second. When you bring Durant in and you have this meeting, you are not going to sit down and just say, well, this is it, we're not trading you, we're not giving in on anything, so do what you want to do. That is not what you do when you're trying to get a guy back a little bit. So what are you telling him to try to get him back? Look, if this is not going right, we'll move you a year from now?
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly what you tell him. If this is not going right, give me this year. And if it doesn't go right this year, or if it's not going right by the trade deadline, then we will look to move you and Kyrie Irving then. We can't move you right now because the market's not there. We're not going to get the return that we're looking for. So there's a little bit of rehabilitation that's got to go along with you guys and your image before we can build back up your market value. Because that's essentially what's got to happen. And the only way that happens is with both of them on the court balling, which benefits Brooklyn, the organization. So I look at it from the standpoint of, listen, KD, help us help you. You want out? You don't want to play for Steve Nash no more? You don't want to play in the Nets jersey no more? We can help you with that. But in order for us to help you, you got to be on the court and you got to be KD. That means healthy, available, and locked in, no attitude, no toxicity. Same with Kyrie Irving. You got to get him on board with it too, because you're not going to be able to do the winning that we want you to do and that the rest of the league wants to see without him.
I hate myself for
the conversation. That's the understanding that you have to come to.
I hate myself for the thought that I just had, because I don't think it is out of bounds. I think in that meeting, at some point, there was the discussion of, well, first things first, if things are not going well in the middle of this year and we're not getting there, we'll move on from Steve. I absolutely think that could have been said in that meeting. And then I wonder.
I'm not calling. Hang on. Thing, and I don't want to interrupt your thought. I don't want to dismiss the possibility that that part, that conversation happened. What I will say is if things don't go well this year, nobody's going to point to Steve Nash first. People will point to Kevin Durant. They will point to Kyrie Irving.
It doesn't matter what publicly people
do.
It's what those guys want.
Yeah, they will point at those guys before they point at Steve Nash.
Well, publicly people will point at them, but
yes,
in terms
no
of
question
what
about it.
But what those two players actually want, that's going to be more important in the moment if they are trying to go and win a championship after this year. So here's my point. Can you see a scenario where KD and Kyrie say, you know what? If we're not playing our best, we're going to get what we want. So maybe we shouldn't play our best, and that'll get Nash out of here. And then we get what we want, and then we turn it on. I mean, it's basically accusing him of tanking it.
Here's the dangerous game that those two guys are playing. You're assuming that it's a light switch and that both of them are going to be healthy and available for the entirety of the season once they fire Steve Nash. I'm not willing to assign that level of health to either player. And so when it comes to building back up your market, especially in Kyrie's situation, I don't know if you want to go that route. Like, you're going to start off the season shaky until they fire Nash, and then all of a sudden you're going to turn it on? I don't know if it's going to work like that for both of those guys. I mean, you're talking about both of them being on the other side of 30. I don't trust that.
Listen, I don't trust it either. I just wouldn't rule it out when we see players actively tanking to get out of a situation. I'm not saying they're going to do that to get out. I can see them doing it to get what they want with the coach.
But how could that not be obvious to the rest of the NBA? So if you're Kyrie Irving and looking for a max contract, why would we give you a max contract if you so obviously undermined the current head coach or the incumbent head coach in order to get the coach in there that you wanted?
But we've seen other players do it to force their way out of situations and still get the money.
Sure, but never mind the fact that Kyrie Irving and KD are the reason why Steve Nash has the job in the first place. Like, this is the coach that you picked. Before that, we had a coach that took this team to the playoffs with, I'm sorry, D'Angelo Russell as our star player. And you guys decided that wasn't good enough. You wanted Steve Nash. Now, all of a sudden, you don't like Steve Nash.
Listen.
It's bizarre.
I think this is a very, very interesting situation to watch early in the year. I really do. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I just wouldn't rule it out. I just would not rule it out. And how about this? Can you imagine if you had decided a couple of weeks ago, if you had the foresight to think, you know what, the Nets, they're not going to trade KD. And they're going to make a run at it after all. And the Nets at that point were as high as 50-1 to win a championship this offseason. At some point they were. Because it looked like it was all falling apart, right? According to Caesars, the Nets moved from 18-1 prior to this news this morning of 30 minutes ago to 11-1 already.
Oh my gosh.
They are the sixth favorite right now to win the championship. Celtics at +450, then the Warriors, Suns, Clippers, Bucks, and then the Nets. And they're the Nets right now.
Run down that list again. What did you say?
Celtics are +450. They're the favorites right now.
Sure.
Warriors +650.
All right.
Suns +800.
I'm on board.
Clippers +800.
So the Clippers ahead of the Bucks?
They're the same as the Bucks. Bucks are also +800.
I don't know. I was about to say.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
That Clippers number feels very heavy.
I want some of what they're smoking if you've got the Clippers above the Bucks as a championship contender.
Agreed.
Man.
But the Bucks are 8-1. The Nets are now 11-1. The Lakers are 11-1. Wow.
Yeah, it's not.
But the Nets go from 18-1 to 11-1 and were as high at one point this offseason as at 50-1 and to just win the Eastern Conference.
You should have got in on it, Carlin. You should have got in on it, Carlin.
Yeah. As far as the Eastern Conference,
degenerate on this show, you should have got involved.
They're now plus. They're now plus 500 to win the Eastern Conference when they were plus 750 prior to this news. If you're just joining us, the news of the day is that, in fact, the Nets and Kevin Durant have decided to move together forward to win a championship as Durant realized, oh, they're not going to trade me away for nothing. And that's exactly what happened is the two sides had a meeting yesterday in Los Angeles, so they are going to move forward together. Your reaction to it at 888-SAY-ESPN, are the Nets now the favorites in your minds to win a championship if they do have KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons all on the same page? It is, I'll tell you, to watch this play out in real time has been nothing short of astounding. And there are so many more layers to this as far as player empowerment that we have to get to as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things to make your place a home, including coverage for theft and damage. Visit progressive.com. We will get to all of that in just moments, plus Canty's top five. We heard the bottom five from the weekend that was in the NFL. Top five on the way in just moments. Start the second half of the baseball season, or keep riding in the second half of the baseball season the right way. Turn K's into cash, big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up using promo code PLAY. Place that first bet. FanDuel's going to give you up to $1,000 back in match bets if you don't win. How awesome is that? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using promo code PLAY to get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia, or Wyoming. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-877-70-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-46. 73369 in New York, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast. Greeny, the podcast.
People patiently waiting to give Chris Canty advice with his wedding coming up this Friday in Chicago. Jose is in Newark. He is up next. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Jose, what do you got, bud?
Fellas, thank you for taking the call. Big Chris, I got the cheat sheet for you, man. Real short one. So it's all predicated on understanding that our roles as husband is not to be right. It's to be available. So what you want to do is, number one, yeah, available, brother, never right, available. So what you, available is being right as a husband. So what you want to do is make sure you understand her car, make sure those oil, you know when she needs to get oil changes so she doesn't have to ask you. You make sure you do that yourself. Make sure that you take the trash out. She can't do it, but she's not supposed to. That's your job. A along with all the miscellaneous things around the house, and always never sit on the most comfortable chair in the home when you're watching sports, because at some point in time she's going to ask you to get
Yeah, see, that the last one I won't buy necessarily, but Jose makes an excellent point. The best way to score points, and Chris, make no mistake, there is a scoreboard, okay? Understand.
There is a scoreboard. So hold on. So when we have conversations or debates or even arguments, she always brings up the fact that she's not keeping score. But I need to understand that there is a scoreboard in this situation.
Well, there's a scoreboard that...
Help me out here, because I'm trying to figure it out, Carla, because you're saying one thing and she's saying another.
The scoreboard is separate from fights or anything like that. The scoreboard is about, let me put it another way. It's like making a deposit versus a withdrawal from the bank, right? You want to make a lot of deposits so that when you go to make that withdrawal.
Anytime minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like building up anytime minutes on your phone.
You want to have those suckers to roll over when you got a lot of calls to make or you got one really big call to make down the line. So
yeah.
I'll give this advice to you again tomorrow. I only have one piece of marriage advice for you. Make the bed. It's a very small thing, and that's it. It's symbolic of bigger things. When you do the little things, especially without being asked, that is a big, big thing. That goes That goes a long way.
And that speaks to Jose's point, right?
Yes.
Being available is being right as a husband. I like that.
Correct.
I like
now,
that.
I will say, when it comes to the chair thing, there should be an understanding about that's your chair. That's separate. Yeah. You have a chair.
We do have that understanding already. That understanding exists, big fella. So I don't know if I'm going to have to fight that battle, because I feel like I am entitled to have the call.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny with so much going on today. If you're just joining us, Nets put out a statement just a little while ago that they will, in fact, move forward, a joint statement with Kevin Durant, that they will move forward together and that Kevin Durant is not getting traded. He is moving forward with the Nets into this coming season. So that is right on the table and obviously a big piece of news. Let us get to the reaction of Stephen A. Smith just a little while ago to this news on First Take.
Let me tell you exactly what that statement says. Stay your behind right here. Notice they said Steve Nash and I. Remember, Kevin Durant wanted them gone, according to reports.
The GM and the coach.
He said Steve Nash and I. He could have said the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant has agreed to stay. No, he said we, with our ownership, met with Kevin Durant in L.A., to let y'all know he ain't going no damn place. That's all that means. Ain't breaking news, y'all. Stay your ass right there. Period. You got 4 years, $198 million. And before one day is honored, you asking out? No. I gave you Kyrie. I gave you DeAndre Jordan. I gave you Steve Nash and everything else in between. When healthy, you are the best player on the planet. When all of y'all are bought in, we are a legit top three, top four team in the NBA who could win the chip. Where the hell are you going? You ain't going no damn where. So all of this news is nice. We're touched. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all sat down, like Kevin Durant, like, well, you know, I've reconsidered and, you know, yeah, I want to stay. No! You have a contract. We got 4 years. You ain't going no place.
And that's why I think it is a bit of an L for Kevin Durant just publicly in that he's staying put after he had made that proclamation a few weeks ago that there's no doubt that it was either him or Steve Nash and Sean Marks. And now that's completely reversed. But Chris, you made a great point last segment, and I think it's not one to be acknowledged here or not one to be ignored here. The Nets really, in the long term, have saved Kevin Durant from himself. Because yes. No matter the situation, it was, I would say, 90% likely that he was going to end up in a worse situation than with the Nets.
Yeah, there's no question about that in my mind, Carlin. And what I will also say is, good on the Brooklyn Nets for taking back their franchise, for being able to exercise some measure of control. Because since Kyrie and KD got there 3 years ago, it's pretty much been at the whim or at the, you know, at the behest of whatever those guys wanted. And so now Sean Marks, Joe Tsai, Steve Nash, they're saying this is what the program is going to be about after 3 years, well, really 2 years of underachieving. We are going to put the infrastructure in place, the guardrails in place, so to speak, in order to protect the interest of our franchise and try to harness the talent that we have on this team in order to do high-level winning. Like what happened with James Harden, Carlin, was an absolute disaster. How do you get a guy that's capable of winning an MVP in multiple scoring titles? How do you have him so jaded after not even a full season with the Brooklyn Nets to the point where he demands out where he wants to get traded? I'll tell you how. You have Kyrie Irving doing whatever the hell he wants to do and Kevin Durant not being healthy. That's how that happens. And so, yeah, I think this is a situation where Joe Tsai, the owner, had seen enough. They turned over control of the franchise to KD and Kyrie. It didn't go as planned. And now they're taking back some of that control. And good on them for doing that.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Scott is up next on ESPN Radio on the phone. Scott, are you buying this statement from the Nets and KD?
I'm not buying this. First and foremost, I just want to say, yo, Canty, good luck, man. I just had like 27 years, you know, in on the Mavericks thing. So you in, brother. You good.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah. But speaking about this Nets thing, look, I think, like you said, Carly, I think that the Nash head on the chopping block was mentioned, and I'm not buying in because I don't trust Kyrie, and I'm looking at this thing and saying, listen, yes, he had to stay because he's under contract, but Joe Tsai had no other choice, and I think in order that thing about Nash head being on the chopping block was mentioned, which made them put this statement out, which I find it to be ridiculous for them to come out publicly to make a statement like this. This is why I'm not buying in.
Well, it's why they had to do it, because everything had been so public. And thanks for the call, Scott. But I would say this, Chris. I would not feel great if I was Steve Nash knowing that a good portion of my future is going to be determined by what mood Kyrie Irving is in.
But here's the other thing, Carlin, and I'm listening to Scotty, I'm listening to you. Who's to say that they didn't come out with this statement to help Kevin Durant save face a little bit, right? Because you said
this is a
huge public L for KD after he made these trade demands, and then he demanded that Sean Marks and Steve Nash be fired, none of which has taken place. So, like, in order to kind of walk some of this back, it has to be viewed as Kevin Durant coming together with the brain trust of the team and getting on the same page and charting a path forward. Like, putting this meeting out there and making that – putting it in the ether for public consumption, like, that's one of those things that can help Kevin Durant save face to some degree, even though he's getting none of what he wanted.
Frizz is in Inglewood next on ESPN Radio. Frizz, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. First of all, I want to go ahead and wish Canty a happy wedding. Nothing
appreciate
but
you, Frizz.
Happiness, love, and lots of sex. As far as...
Can't wait in my Bart Scott voice. Let's go.
There you go. Can't wait. What I am buying it on the KD. What I'm not buying is if the Nets don't come out firing from the door, that Nash is going to be there long term. You know, they have to be successful. They have to be successful early, and they have to be happy and meshed together. You know, now saying that, I have a question. Do you think because the Nets weren't able to obtain what they wanted in a trade, does this help the Knicks as far as bringing down the asking price for Donovan Mitchell?
Absolutely not. I don't think it does. And I get the idea of where you're coming from on this one, Frizz, but I don't think it helps one bit. I think Danny Ainge is sitting and waiting and sitting and waiting, Chris. I don't think this will do anything in regards to that.
Yeah, because Utah doesn't care if they win this year or not. Actually, they prefer to lose. So they can wait. They can be as patient as they need to with the whole Donovan Mitchell thing. And here's the thing. If the season rolls around and he's not moved by then, they can just sit him down and put him in bubble wrap. As long as the player in the organization agree, there's no rules against that. So, I mean, it feels like it's setting up for the Utah Jazz and Danny Ainge to call every team's bluff that's interested in Donovan Mitchell and take this thing into the season if need be. Because it's all about the draft capital for them. And the offer that the Knicks have on the table, Carlin, let's just be honest. That's not enough to get it done for Donovan Mitchell. Evan Fournier, Obi Toppin, and 5 first-round draft picks, 2 unprotected?
No.
It's just not enough.
No, it's not.
Not in the world we live in post-Rudy Gobert trade.
Absolutely.
It's just not enough.
Absolutely not. And how about this? Even more shifting on the line from Caesars Sportsbook, the Nets have now gone from 18-1 prior to the news to 11-1, and now they are 9-1. Within the last hour, they have moved from 11-1 to 9-1 to win the NBA championship. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So are you betting the Nets or are you fading them?
Oh, I'm fading the Nets. I'm fading the Nets. Give me the field.
I'm fading like Jordan in 98 in the NBA Finals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell you what, when I'm right, I'm leaving my hand up there for good, too. Nature Valley is giving away back to school gear for free at the Retalk Shop on TikTok. Show how you reduce, reuse, or recycle with hashtag Retalk for Nature, and you could be served a code unlocking one free item. While supplies last, terms and conditions apply. Canty, let's save your top 5 for tomorrow's show and get 1 or 2 more calls in based on this news around the Nets. If you're just joining us, the news today is that Kevin Durant and the Nets have decided to move forward together. So Durant will not be traded. Here's Mason up next on ESPN Radio. Mason, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just want to talk about, even though that Durant committed to stay, I still don't think they have a shot against the Bucks. When you think about the second round last year, the Celtics had, you know, they had Tatum, Horford, Grant Williams, the Time Lord down low to stop the Greek Freak. Nets don't really have the personnel to do it. I mean, they got Ben Simmons and Claxton. That's really it. I think they have to make another deal to get another, you know, interior defender, but I don't see them stopping the Greek Freak in the playoffs.
Look, I don't love the Nets just because the word volatile keeps coming to mind because of the situation, right? Ben Simmons, I don't know. I don't know. In so many ways, I don't know. Kyrie, do I trust him to show up? Not until he actually does. And then KD's not the least of their problems. He's not going to be a problem during the season. I'd be shocked if that was the case. But when you add those other factors into this and the fact that he wanted Nash and Marks out, although I think ultimately that was just a ploy to kind of get whatever he wanted to begin with, whether it was to get traded or just to get to a situation like this, I think ultimately KD's not as big of a problem as the other two. I worry about the other two.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think KD's going to show up and he's going to play at a really high level, but I do worry about what happens with Kyrie. I do worry about the Ben Simmons of it all. I think those are much more uncertain than what you're going to get from Kevin Durant.
Look, this is a situation that is going to be soap opera worthy as the world turns in Brooklyn. That'll be this coming season.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.